the start of another Ulster Senior League season, and first things first, new sponsors on board this year.
It's great that we have a new sponsor this year in Brian McCormick Sports. Being a major sports facilitator in the town here, it's great to have him on board, and I'm sure the players in the league will support Brian's venture as well.
Well, this time you always remember the previous sponsor, the Grahams's, the Four Lanterns, long supporters of the Ulster Senior League over the years.
Oh yes, exactly, and we thank them as well for their long sponsorship through their father, who was a great supporter of football in Donegal.
So it marks a new chapter for the Ulster Senior League, Johnny, and it's the start of another campaign. There's always a wee bit of excitement building, there's always a bit of a buzz around, and hopefully we can look forward to another good campaign.
Oh yes, of course. The league, I always think, is a fantastic standard of football in Donegal, intermediate football. It's great to have it. It's just that it's an old mantra I always throw out, which is that we're trying to get new clubs involved and boost the league, because we do need that. It's tough work with the amount of teams that we have in it at the moment, but hopefully, you know, down the road you never know what will happen.
What went on this summer then, Johnny? Were there negotiations, were there approaches made to other leagues and other clubs?
There was, yes. Sligo Rovers had an interest in putting their reserve team here. Now they haven't totally ruled it out yet, and they may come on board next year. Now maybe with some of the other junior clubs around the county, we have to think about it maybe, and you know, look at the benefits of the higher standard of football.
Yeah, well, you lost Willie Rovers this year. They've joined the Donegal League, and that is a blow to the Ulster Senior League.
Oh, of course, Willie Rovers were one of the founding members of the league, and it was sad to see them go. You know, and I know they had a very young team last year, and they found it difficult to compete, which probably didn't help their cause.
Well, this year, Letterkenny Rovers, Cockhill Celtic, probably two of the leading clubs in the league this last few years, and once again, they're probably the teams that would be expected to lead things out, but the other clubs are beginning to close the gap.
Oh, they are, yes. A very close game in Lakeview there at the weekend. Letterkenny Rovers and Fannett. Letterkenny won 2-1, right enough. But I think Fannett gave a great account of themselves. I wasn't at the game myself, but apparently it was a very good game.
Tell me, Johnny, the other thing that we always talk about this time, the actual organisation of the league, your own, you know, your fellow committee members put in a huge amount of work behind the scenes as well. So preparations have been ongoing for quite some time ahead of the new season, and I'm sure you're happy with how things have gone.
Oh yes, certainly. So in particular, I wish to thank our hard-working secretary, Niall Callaghan. Secretary of the league is a hugely important job. I know Niall has said that he may step down after this year, but you never know. He's a great fellow at the top, and a great man to organise.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck now for the season ahead, Johnny.
Okay, Dermot, thank you.